When you look at a great city, a modern city, you wonder how so many people could crowd into such a small space and there could be enough wealth generated to sustain them all. And this was the result of the first great revolution in human history, the Neolithic Revolution, which produced enough agricultural wealth for city civilizations to emerge in Mesopotamia and southern China. Now, what did it need to make that possible? It needed new technologies like pottery, weaving, ironworking. It needed new forms of social organization like the state and financial organization like taxation and ways of integrating people like religion. And once you had this package together, you could make a city and a city civilization. And this was the first great breakthrough. But it only occurred in certain places. It really only occurred in Europe and Asia, that is Eurasia. Parts of it are to be found in the great Southern American empires, the Incas and the Aztecs, bits of writing, bits of domestication of animals and plants, and pottery and weaving, but not ironworking and not really sophisticated writing. And even less so in sub-Saharan Africa, where you really only get the pottery and the weaving, a tiny bit of domestication of plants and animals, and even less so in Australia, where you get really none of these things. So there's a puzzle there, but certainly it did happen, and it did happen in those places, and that was the first great turning point. The second turning point occurred 5,000 years later, only 250 years ago, and that was in Europe, and particularly in northwestern Europe, and particularly in England, where you get the replacement of, or at least the addition to cities, of factories, organizations which will generate wealth with the use of machinery and non-human power and create the world as we know it now.